Episode 4. Many of you know that for the past three Sundays, I've been dedicating my Sunday sermons to different aspects about receiving Holy Communion using our gospel readings from chapter 6 of St. John's Gospel as the foundation for our reflections. In episode 1, we reviewed our Catholic teaching that what we receive in Holy Communion is not bread and wine, nor a symbol of the Lord's body and blood, but is really and truly the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. In episode 2, we talked about preparing our souls and bodies for Holy Communion. We prepare our souls through confession and contemplation. We confess all of our mortal sins to a priest before coming to Holy Communion, and we try to arrive at church early so that we can have some time of silence to prepare to become one flesh with Jesus. We prepare our bodies by fasting from all food and drink for at least 1 hour, by washing our hands, by spitting out our gum, and by dressing modestly and appropriately for Jesus. Last week, we talked about who can receive Jesus' body and blood in Holy Communion, and I explained why only Catholics have the humble honor of being able to receive our Lord in Holy Communion. And yet at the same time, I extended a warm welcome for everyone to become Catholic so that every person on earth can taste and see the goodness of the Lord. This week in episode 4, Jesus says, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood will live forever." So I want to discuss eating his flesh and drinking his blood. In other words, I want to talk about how to receive Holy Communion. There are 6 questions that people frequently ask me. First, Father, I've noticed that some people receive Holy Communion kneeling. Is this an option? In the Roman Missal, that's the big red book that the servers hold for me. In the Roman Missal, at the beginning of the book, there's a general instruction on how to celebrate Mass. And in paragraph 160 of the general instruction, it says this: "The norm established for Diocese of the United States of America is that Holy Communion is to be received standing unless an individual member of the faithful wishes to receive communion kneeling." So, that's pretty clear, isn't it? The norm, the normal, ordinary, usual way to receive Holy Communion in the United States is standing. But as it says right here, an individual member of the faithful can receive Holy Communion kneeling if they want. That's their legitimate option. And the priest can't refuse to give you Holy Communion if you're kneeling. I think it's important to mention here as a footnote that every person in the Bible who came up to Jesus knelt before him. Most, the Bible says, prostrated themselves before him, as the Magi did. Now, paragraph 160 of the general instruction goes on to say this: "When receiving Holy Communion standing, the communicant bows his or her head before the sacrament as a gesture of reverence." So, as a friendly little reminder, don't forget to bow before you receive the sacred host, and then bow again before receiving the precious blood. I must say that you already do this very well, so thank you. I'm inspired to see your reverence for the Lord, and I wish you could see the precious little bows of our school children when they receive Holy Communion. It's really inspiring to see their love for Jesus. Question 2, what should I say when I receive Holy Communion? When I say the body of Christ, every now and then there's somebody who gives me that deer in headlights look, you know, the blank stare look. Others, when I say the body of Christ, they say, I believe. Others say, thank you. Now, of course, we're very thankful for the gift of Jesus' body and blood. But, you know, amen, not thank you or I believe, is the proper response. The Hebrew word amen, said not less than 12 times during the Mass, it's really a difficult word to translate. In today's gospel, Jesus says, amen, amen, I say to you, which could have been translated, truly, truly, I say to you. It could have been translated, indeed, indeed, I say to you. It could have been translated, so it is, I say to you. Amen says all of these things and more in just one short word. So I think it's better not to translate it and limit yourself to just one meaning, but to say amen, which includes every meaning. When the priest says the body of Christ, your nose smells bread, and your eyes see bread, and your tongue tastes bread, but your ears hear the body of Christ. And so you say, amen. Truly it is the body of Christ. Indeed it is the body of Christ. So it is the body of Christ. Your amen is a mini act of faith that you believe that the host is truly the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. Question 3. Should I receive Holy Communion on the tongue or in the hand? Well, the universal way of receiving Holy Communion is on the tongue. Receiving on the tongue is always and everywhere the acceptable and worthy way to receive the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It's important to note that in many countries and in religious orders, this is the only acceptable way of receiving Holy Communion. Receiving Holy Communion on the tongue is a particularly good idea for people who forgot to wash their hands or who, for some reason, happen to be carrying something in their hands, like a baby or a cane. Now, in the United States, Catholics have permission to receive Holy Communion in the hand. The big red book, paragraph 161, says, the communicant replies, amen, and receives the sacrament, either on the tongue or, where this is allowed, in the hand, the choice lying with the communicant. As soon as the communicant receives the host, he or she consumes the whole of it. It's kind of fun to go back in history to 390 AD, and St. Cyril of Jerusalem said that our hand should become a throne for Jesus. He said, make thy left hand as a throne for thy right. A throne, he says. So it's important to remember not to grab at the host, to pick it out of my hands like a bird trying to grab a worm, right? It's important not to put the host in your mouth with one hand, right? But to reverently pick up your host with your right hand and then reverently receive Holy Communion. The danger with receiving Holy Communion in the hand is you might take the host with you. You can't run away with the host. You can't steal Jesus and take him home with you or even back to your pew. You must receive Holy Communion immediately at the communion rail. So you may have seen me follow someone who doesn't consume the host. Remember, it's a sacrilege and an automatic excommunication for anyone who desecrates or steals the Most Holy Eucharist. Question 4. Father, do I have to receive from the chalice? No. Father, if I don't receive from the chalice, am I only receiving part of Jesus? No. You're not missing anything. You receive all of the Lord's body, blood, soul, and divinity when you receive just the sacred host. And the same is true if you receive only from the chalice. You receive all of our Lord's body, blood, soul, and divinity. This is what I tell our gluten-free friends. Although the host is not bread, but truly the body and blood of Jesus, if you're concerned that it might have some of the effects of bread, not to worry. You can receive communion just from the chalice, and you're missing nothing. You receive all of the Lord's body, blood, soul, and divinity. And of course, if you choose, you can receive both the host and drink from the chalice. And if you do, you're just receiving more of the Lord's body and blood. That brings us to question 5. What should I do after I receive Holy Communion? Should I make the sign of the cross? Well, making the sign of the cross is what every communicant does after receiving Holy Communion at the traditional Latin Mass. But now, in the new Mass, it's not required, but it's still a very beautiful custom if you so choose, and I see many of you do that. That's very beautiful. So what should we do after we receive Holy Communion? The big red book tells us in paragraph 45 of the general instruction. It says, after communion, all praise God in silent prayer. We try to talk to Jesus. Even better, we try to listen to Jesus. As best as we can, we try not to look and see who's at Mass today. Oh, look, the McGillicuddies are here. Right? We don't leave Mass early or run off before the final blessing. And after the final song, we stay a little longer after Mass to thank Jesus in your heart, as the second reading said today. Oh, I wish you could attend a school Mass so you could see all of the children kneel down after Mass for a moment of silent prayer. It is so beautiful. I always say, how much time do you want to spend with your girlfriend? As little as possible? Do you say to your girlfriend, well, I've already spent an hour with you today, Penelope, and that's plenty of time for this week. Anybody in love that I know wants to spend as much time with your beloved as possible. So we even stay after Mass. We savor every moment. We make every effort, as much as we can, not to watch, to see who does and doesn't come to Holy Communion, because it's none of our business if somebody doesn't come to Holy Communion. Maybe they came late to Mass and don't feel spiritually prepared or recollected. Maybe they just ate a candy bar because their blood sugar was low. Maybe they want to go to confession first. It's none of our business. After receiving Holy Communion, I close my eyes and spend some time in silence with Jesus. And finally, question 6. How often must I receive Holy Communion? Well, the Church encourages Catholics to receive Holy Communion every Sunday and even every day if they're in the state of grace. But if you like the parameters, here are the parameters. At a minimum, we have to receive Holy Communion once a year during the Easter season. Hence the term Easter duty. We make our Lenten confession and go to Easter communion. What's the maximum? Twice a day. Doesn't make any difference what different types of Mass you attend, if it's a funeral, a wedding, if you went to the 8 o'clock Mass earlier this morning and you come to the 9:30 Mass, you can receive communion twice a day. That's so we don't ever take for granted such a beautiful gift. Okay, let's review. How do I receive Holy Communion? If you don't receive Holy Communion kneeling, remember to bow as a sign of reverence. Say amen as an act of faith. Receive communion immediately on the tongue or in your hand. You do not have to receive from the chalice, but that option is available if you wish to, especially for our gluten-free friends. After communion, close your eyes. Pray in silence. Don't be looking to see who does and doesn't come to Holy Communion, and please don't leave Mass early. And finally, receive Holy Communion in the state of grace often, but at least once a year during the Easter season. Jesus says, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood will live forever. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord."